Winter on the Great Lakes means that a seasonal pastime is underway, one that brings an economic bump to what's known as Steelhead Alley. That's a big clue. Elizabeth Miller from Great Lakes Today has more.
It's 6 a.m. when trucks and SUVs begin pulling into a parking lot in Girard, a small town on the shores of Lake Erie. They bear license plates from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, and they've all come for one thing, steelhead trout. As they get ready to wade through the waters of Elk Creek, Patrick Robinson of Steelhead Alley Outfitters plans the day's strategy.
If we go around this corner, to the right,
Steelhead Alley is a strip of rivers and tributaries along the southern shore of Lake Erie. It spans Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Each state stocks steelhead in 14 creeks and rivers to promote recreational fishing. The non-native fish spends the summer in the lake before traveling back to cooler waters in the fall to spawn.
When you think about that fish and how far they travel to get there, and you get the opportunity to catch that fish, it's really a special thing.
Robinson, part-time fishing guide and full-time preacher, started leading trips in 2007. He says most customers are from out of town. He lives in Ohio. Tim O'Neill is on board for the three-day excursion.
Where I live in Delaware, we're very fortunate. We can fish 12 months out of the year, and we do fish 12 months out of the year. The one fish that we don't have are steelhead. We have to drive to find steelhead.
O'Neill's group includes a couple of friends from Dayton, Ohio, and a father and son celebrating a birthday. O'Neill, who's in the fly fishing business himself, is beside himself.
And it's just cool to catch really big, strong, angry fish in a little waterway like this.
Robinson says his business hosts a couple of hundred groups during the late fall and winter. The season is unpredictable. It usually starts in October, but it could end any time from December to April, depending when the rivers freeze up. Robinson says the Great Lakes region is such a good place to fish steelhead that he can guarantee his clients a catch, even compared to the places where steelhead is native.
You know, you go to the Pacific Northwest, and if you catch a few fish, like three fish in a week, it's been a phenomenal trip. Guys up here get kind of spoiled. You know, they'll catch three or four or five fish in a day.
Now, most of the research looking at the economic impact of Steelhead Alley is at least 10 years old. And it's based on survey responses from anglers, asking how much time they spend and how far they traveled. But that research presents staggering numbers. By stocking steelhead, millions of dollars are coming back to Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York State. And the benefits are spilling far beyond Steelhead Alley. Park Burson is a regional manager for the outdoor retailer Orvis.
Outside of just us, it impacts, you know, the hotel and restaurant industry and you know, everything from that to gas stations along the river and lunch shops.
It's a welcome boost for the small towns like Girard, where gas stations and restaurants prepare to serve a few extra customers, who Patrick Robinson says are all aiming to land a steelhead.
Once you've hooked a fish, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to land it because they're so strong. So when you hook that, it's literally like, man, it's hard to even describe. It's just the raw power that you have on the end of your line. It just, that's the moment everybody waits for.
I got a fish.
That's the first one of the day.
For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Miller.